All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Can-Am 500 here at Phoenix Raceway. We are joined by Kevin Harvick, driver of the number four Busch Light Ford, who finished fifth today, but will be moving on to Miami to contend for his second Monster Energy Series title as a member of the Championship Four. Kevin, just talk a little bit about what it means to move on to contend for another title.
It means a lot, you know, especially this year, switching everything from our manufacturer to Ford, and just seeing the, you know, the steady climb of performance and you know, peaking as the playoff started and running good on really every racetrack that we've been to. And this has by far been our best round, all three top fives and a win. So, you know, it's the right time of year to be peaking. I feel really good about our mile and a half program. Homestead's been a great racetrack for us through the years, and hopefully we can go down there and contend. So, you know, I think, you know, for us, I think you're really, really happy with where you are, just for the fact of, you know, I think as a company, we know what we went through and kind of playing on house money at this point. So we're going to go down there and wing it, see what happens.
All right, we're going to open up to questions. We'll start in the back with Jenna.
Kevin, earlier this week, Tony said about you, he said, it's something to the effect of, I've seen this script before. And when Kevin goes down to Homestead, and he thinks that the championship's over, that you're going to go down there and be a killer and win it. Is it that easy, or is it that easy for you?
I mean, we have every intention of doing that. I mean, our intention is to go down there and win the championship. And I think if you're one of those four and you don't have that mentality, you're not prepared for what you're getting into, because it's a, you know, it's, I feel like you're going to have to win the race. You're going to have to not make mistakes. And we've seen it year after year, you know, mistakes and circumstances and things happen, and you have to be, you know, you have to be there first. You have to have a chance, and you have to think you can do it. And we know we can do it. And you know, I think there's three past champions and a guy that's you know, run well all year and won a lot of races. So it's not like it's going to be, you know, just check the box and send the check. You know, it's guys that have done this before and won races and you know. But for us, I mean, we're confident in our team and feel like we should have a chance.
As you noted, three champions and Truex, from the mental toughness aspect that is required to win a championship, is this maybe the strongest field? Like there's nobody really out there that can be rattled?
I wouldn't say that it's the strongest field, because I think as you, you know, you look at the past and if I'm not mistaken, I know the 78's been there before, the 18's been there before, obviously. I don't know if Brad has been there or not in this particular format, but it's, you know, it's not something that that these guys are just going to cave in and, give up on what they're doing. I mean, they've all won champion, three of them, you know, three of us have won championships and you know, Martin's won a lot of races this year. So, you know, the pressure's really on the 78 and the 18. You know, those guys have dominated the year, and I feel like if they don't win at this point, you know, they would probably feel like they've had a letdown. So it's a lot of fun coming from behind and playing catch up and kind of playing that underdog role is much easier than being expected to go down there and win. We expect to win.
Sorry. Do we have any final questions for Kevin? All right, Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.